the events going on here in our listening area. You are tuned to 90.5 FM WJFF Radio Catskill. Stay tuned, coming up for Now and Then.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be exploring the music of some great singers who write songs. So what do I mean by that? Well, you know, the concept of the singer-songwriter really started in the 50s, and then it blossomed with the rock and roll and pop music of the 60s, 70s, and through today. And so, you know, the combination of a person who is a singer and a songwriter doesn't necessarily imply that they're going to have a great voice. Just because they're a great songwriter and they can move you with their lyrics and their singing doesn't mean that they have a naturally God-given, beautiful instrument. Today's program is about that unusual category of great singers, people born with wonderful facility as a singer, and they also write great songs. So now, you know, a couple of singers come to mind when I think about some of our greatest songwriters who don't necessarily have God-given voices. I mean, the foremost example of that would be Bob Dylan. You know, that kind of pinched, nasally grating sound. Or, God forbid, Neil Young. What a gorgeous, gorgeous songwriter he is. Some of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard were written by Neil Young. And yet he has a kind of a thin, high tenor voice with an odd little vibrato in it. Or what about Leonard Cohen? Leonard Cohen, oh my God, incredible songs. But he's got a raspy voice that seems to be falling deeper and deeper as he ages. So when I think about a great singer, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're also not a great songwriter. And the person that I want to start today's program with is an example of somebody who has a powerful voice, a great range, a high voice, whether in falsetto or in full voice, who has the facility to truly sing a legato line with power. The first singer I want to listen to today for great singing is a man you know. His name is Sting. And in 1977, he began a career, you know, with the band The Police in England. He launched into his own solo career in 1985, and he released, five solo albums. He has the facility, as I said, of not only a powerful voice, but a lot of varieties of color in his voice. He's got a dramatic sound. He's got a tender sound. And he has a great facility for singing long phrases. You have the sense that if Sting was to step away from the microphone, that you would still be able to hear his voice. So let's listen to a little bit of this master singer-songwriter. Sting was born in 1951. So that means that the song we're about to hear, called If I Ever Lose My Faith in You, he was 42 years old when he wrote and sang this song. This is from a solo album by Sting called The Ten Summoner's Tales. And it's an example of, to me, the powerful sound that he has in his voice. Another song I want to play for your consideration is a song that he wrote and recorded called Be Still My Beating Heart. That was from his second solo album called Nothing Like the Sun. He recorded that song in 1987, so he's about 36 years old when he writes this song. Be Still My Beating Heart is a song about when he lost his mother. His mother had passed away, and Be Still My Beating Heart is a song about his loss. So a great singer, a great songwriter, Sting. We'll start with If I Ever Lose My Faith in You. Be Still My Beating Heart. That's from his solo album called Nothing Like the Sun. And before that we heard If I Ever Lose My Faith in You from 10 Summoner's Tales. So Sting was 36 years old when he recorded Be Still My Beating Heart, and then If I Ever Lose My Faith in You, which was released in 1993, that would make him 42 years old. So here's an example of a great singer a great singer who writes songs. That's a mature tenor voice. And one of the things about a singer-songwriter is when a songwriter is writing a melody, and they are also the person who's going to be singing that melody, it means that their capabilities as a singer are going to have a great effect and influence on the melodies and the songs that they write. For instance, Cole Porter. When Cole Porter wrote a song, he was never planning on singing it himself. He had a singer in his mind, and he wrote for this singer who could do anything that he wanted them to do. So when you have a person with the capability of being a great singer, the way that Sting is, it allows them to write melodies that are the type of music that Sting writes. And it's that old question about which is more important, the words or the music, the words or the melody. And it's interesting in different singer-songwriters, you know, the program today is definitely not a definitive list of all the great singers who write songs. And I certainly could have included some music by Paul McCartney, who's a great singer and a great songwriter. He's an example of somebody where I think the melody is more important than the words. There's so many examples of songs that he's written where he uses fake lyrics until he finds a poem or some words that suit the melody, and the melody comes first. Well, there's another young singer-songwriter who I think is one of the greatest singers I've ever heard. An astounding capability and a beautiful voice. Jeff Buckley. Sting was born in England, and Jeff Buckley, however, is an American, born in California, quite a few years younger than Sting. He was born in California in 1966. Jeff Buckley is the son of the singer-songwriter Tim Buckley, although they never really knew each other when Jeff Buckley was growing up. I did a show previously here on Now and Then. I did a show on Tim and Jeff Buckley and the comparisons between the music and the singing of the father and the son. And Jeff Buckley is not only a genius songwriter, but like I said, a great singer. And what is it that makes a great singer? What is the deal? There's something about the power of the voice, the way they use their breath, the range that they have, how high they can sing, how low they can sing, and the different colors and timbres and ways of expressing emotion, where the emotion and the meaning of the lyrics is not just from the words, it's from the sound of the voice itself. There's some great songwriters who never did that. For instance, I love Paul Simon. Paul Simon, my God, incredible songwriter. Every phrase he sings, his voice sounds the same. He might have a little bit different inflection, but he's got basically a vocal style, and he uses it for everything that he sings. George Harrison, every phrase that he sings kind of pretty much sounds the same. Jeff Buckley, every phrase has a color and a lyricism to it that's undeniable. If you've never heard Jeff Buckley's music, we're about to listen to a song called Grace. Grace was released in 1994, and it was recorded right here in our area at Bearsville Studios in Woodstock, New York. When Jeff Buckley wrote and recorded the song and the album entitled Grace, he was only 28 years old. We're going to listen to his composition called Grace, the title track to the album. And then we're going to hear another example of his singing. And it's interesting because, you know, we started off the program with Sting. Sting recorded an entire album of John Dowland songs. He also recorded a Christmas album a year or two ago where he's doing all 15th century ballads and a lot of old carols and songs. Well, Jeff Buckley does a recording of the Corpus Christi Carol on the Grace album, which is a 15th century ballad that was written and arranged by Benjamin Britten, the classical composer. And it's wonderful to hear the facility of his voice, first in the Grace studio recording and then this Corpus Christi Carol. And then after we hear those two tracks by Jeff Buckley, we'll hear another recording from 1995, a live recording. And to me, the true test of a great singer is how do they perform live? because you can go into a studio and Justin Bieber, for instance, will record a phrase 10 times. Then he'll go on to the next phrase and he'll record it 10 times. And he'll go phrase by phrase through a song. And then it's up to the producer to put a jigsaw puzzle together of the best takes. And voila, you get a song. Well, to me, a great singer can start live at the top of a song and deliver a performance that will just floor you. And Jeff Buckley does that. The song we'll be listening to is called Last Goodbye. Jeff Buckley died when he was 31 years old in 1997. He died in an accidental drowning death. He went swimming in the river and he never came back. They found his body a couple days later. So he was only 31 years old and he only recorded this one album, but it's an incredible recording. Let's listen to Jeff Buckley, a great singer and a great songwriter. We'll start with Grace, Jeff Buckley.
I believe, leave behind. The falcon hath borne my maid away, and on this bed that lieth the night, his wound is bleeding day and night. By his bedside kneeleth the maid, and she weepeth both night.
To feel the love between us die, but it's over. Just hear this and then I'll go. Well, you gave me more to live for, more than you'll ever know. Well, this is our last I didn't know you were all sing it! Kiss me, please kiss me. Kiss me out of desire, baby, no consolation. Oh, you know it makes me so angry, cause I know that in time
Jeff Buckley. That song was called Last Goodbye. He wrote that song. He's playing the guitar on that song. That was a live recording from 95. And before that, we heard a 15th century carol called Corpus Christi Carol, which he recorded on the album called Grace. We heard the title track from that album, released in 1994. Jeff Buckley. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Today's program, I want to hear some great singers who also happen to write songs. So, you know, Sting and Jeff Buckley, I think they both, you know, give you an impression of what I'm thinking of when I think of a great voice. And another British singer who is dear to my heart, one of the most moving and powerful voices I've ever heard, a woman by the name of Sandy Denny. Sandy Denny, I guess her most famous song was Who Knows Where the Time Goes, which Judy Collins recorded. But Sandy Denny was born in 1947 in London, England. And like Jeff Buckley, she died when she was young. She was only 31 years old in 1978. So we'll never know what the mature voice of Sandy Denny sounds like. But let's listen to some of her songwriting and her singing. She joined the band called the folk rock band called Fairport Convention in 1968 when she's 21 years old. The following year, 1969, she forms her own band called Father and Gay, and they release a self-titled album. We're going to hear the song called Nothing More from the Father and Gay album. She moved into a solo career, and from 1971 through 77, she released four solo albums. We're going to hear a song from her 1972 recording called Sandy. The song is called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. Now, Sandy Denny did not write this song. The lyrics to this song are written by Richard Farina, who, if you've listened to my program, you might recognize the Richard Farina and Mimi Farina. The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood are an incredible multi-track vocal arrangement where Sandy Denny is singing all the voices. And once again, like Jeff Buckley and like Sting, she has a legato sound. She has the ability to sing an entire phrase and to express the emotion of the song, not just through the words, but through the actual sound of her voice in a variety of colors. An amazing singer, Sandy Denny. We'll start with Nothing More from Father and Gay. Anyone.
it's true, it's very true, he said. Some hard times I have known, but I have always overcome them on my own.
The colors blend and roll as one together in the sand, and often do the winds entwine, do send the distant call. Together rise along.
night and dark have thunder in their sound. The rainbow sign, a blended flower, still have my heart in
Sandy Denny, The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. She was 25 years old when she recorded that song. And before that, we heard a song from her Father and Gay band. The song is called Nothing More. So I'm Kathy Geary. I hope you're enjoying today's program here on Now and Then. Great singers who also happen to write songs. Well, you know, there's a lot of great singers out there who really just sing other people's music and have had fabulous careers. Richie Havens, gosh, and Joan Baez, Judy Collins, a great example of somebody who recorded one of Sandy Denny's songs. You know, earlier I mentioned Paul Simon is a great songwriter, but a kind of a good singer, but not, you know, gifted with a type of voice with a 3-octave range. However, his singing partner, Art Garfunkel, for instance, is a fabulous, incredible singer, and he usually sings other people's songs. But when it comes to the ultimate great singer who writes great songs once in a millennium, you come up with a talent like Miss Joni Mitchell. Let's listen to Joni Mitchell when she's 34 years old. Joni Mitchell's a Canadian, by the way. And she recorded an album. We're going to hear the title track from Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. And it's not just the sound of her voice and the melodies that she writes, but it's the depth of the lyrics. It's just astounding. So we'll listen to her as a mature singer. When she's 34, we'll hear a recording she released in 1991 from the Night Ride Home album. The song is called Passion Play. So, Miss Joni Mitchell, let's start with Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, a great singer.
I'm Don Juan's Reckless Daughter. I came out 2 days on your tail. Those 2 bald-headed days in November before the first snowflake sailed. Out on the vast and subtle plains of mystery, split-tongued spirit talks over as an nickel cheek, striking up an old jukebox. And he says, snakes along the railroad tracks. He says, eagles in jet trails. He says, coils around feathers and talons on scales. Gravel under the belly plates, he says. Wind in the wings, he says. Big bird dragging its tail in the dust. Snake kite flying on a string. and prayer each, given some wisdom and a lot of jive. Last night the ghost of my old ideals re-ran on Channel 5. And it howled so spooky for its eagle soul, I nearly broke down and cried. But the split-tongued spirit laughed at me, he says, "Your serpent cannot be denied." Our serpents love the whiskey bars, they love the romance of the crime. But didn't I see a neon sign fester on your hotel blind? And a country road come off the wall, you swooped down on the crowd at the bar, and put me at the top of your danger list just for being so much like you are. You're a coward against the altitude, you're a coward against the flesh. Coward, caught between yes and no, reckless this time on the line for yes, yes, yes. Reckless brazen in the play of your changing traffic lights. Coward, slinking down the hall to another restless night. As we center behind the eight ball, as we rock between the sheets, as we siphon the colored language off the farms and the streets. Here in good old God Save America, the home of the brave and the free, we are all hopelessly oppressed cowards, with some duality of restless multiplicity. Restless for streets and honky-tonks, restless for home and routine, restless for country, safety and earth, restless for the likes of reckless me. Restless sweeps like fire and rain over virgin wilderness, prowls like hookers and thieves with bold block tenements. Behind my bold block door, the eagle and the serpent are at war in me. The serpent fighting for blind desire, the eagle for clarity. What strange prizes these battles bring, these hectic joys, these weary blues. Puffed up and spreading when I think I win, down and shaken when I think I lose. There are rivets up here in this eagle, there are boxcars down there on your snake, and we are twins of spirit, no matter which route home we take, or what we forsake. We're gonna come up to the eyes of clarity, and we'll go down to the beads of guile. There is danger and education in living out such a reckless lifestyle. I touched you on the central plains, it was plain to train my twin. It was just plain shadow to train shadow, but to me it was skin to skin. The spirit talks in spectrums, he talks Mother Earth to Father Sky. Self-indulgence to self-denial, man to woman, skills to feathers, you and I. Eagles in the sky, you and I. Snakes in the grass, you and I. Multitudes
frozen words, the ecstasy. Now you tell me, who you gonna get to do the dirty work when all the slaves are free?
Joni Mitchell, Passion Play. That's from her Night Ride Home album. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Great singers who write songs. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York. We're streaming online.